Intercept.
Yeah, a rag in the mouth. What was on that? Paint thinner? Has anyone ever not been able to spit that out? I always wonder why they do that in movies. Did people not have tongues at some point when kidnapping was in its heyday? Not a talker. Okay, that's fine. My memory is a bit hazy, but I was getting in my car, and now I'm here. Did you whoosh open your van door and grab me in the parking lot? Second question, why? Not gonna be a large ransom, if that's your goal. Just letting you know that straight away if this is a ransom situation. No? Not a ransom? I can appreciate your stoicism. I always wondered if guys like you talk a lot of trash during the drive. You know, like a villain in a movie or something. Soon you will understand. All in due time. And that sort of thing. But not you. Just stoic. That's fine. But let me ask you. Were you aiming for a smaller person? Don't you cowards typically do this sort of thing to, like, small women and children? Thought you'd step it up a bit? Try something a little bit bigger? Well, you've come this far. Not bad. You're doing it. You set a goal, and you seem to be moving along successfully with it so far. That's gotta feel good. Are you feeling good? Still stoic. Committed to it. Okay, I can see that. But is it fun? I've always wondered that with you psychopath types. You can't help yourself from doing these crimes. And speaking of crimes, if it's not a kidnap and ransom situation, what are we looking at here, just to prepare myself? Classic chain up and torture situation? Or do you have, like, sexual ambitions with my body? If so, how dare you? And second, are these plans for before or after I am among the living? I only ask for my family's sake. If you dump my body way out in the middle of nowhere and they only find the bones way in the future, maybe you could tie a little note to one of my leg bones saying I went out to get some groceries and a really cool, really goal-oriented van-driving fellow snatched me up, and now that's why you're reading this, dear hiker. It's always hikers, isn't it? But they can alert the authorities and get in touch with my loved ones. Can you feel love? That's what I was getting at about the joy of something like this. You know you shouldn't, and yet you do. And usually when they interview you maniacs, you're all emotionless and deadpanned, stoic if you will, as you describe your acts.
And then I dismembered what was left of him and loaded it into a suitcase.
And that kind of thing. No emotion. You never seem happy as you describe it. So are you happy as you're about to do it, or only right when you're doing it? And if you feel nothing, like genuinely have no feelings, why do you always bury the bodies and try to get away with it? If you truly felt nothing, wouldn't you just leave me chained up after the torture session? That would be truly not caring. Basically saying, I don't even care if they find you and trace it back to me. I feel nothing. Is that the sort of maniac you aspire to be? Or are you still scurrying around after these senseless crimes trying to cover your tracks? I'll tell you what that definitely is not. Cool. It's not cool. Or stoic. It's cowardly, if I'm honest. But I guess we'll never understand you, weirdos. You're all stoic and goal-oriented, but I hear some cans rattling around in the back here. That's not very tidy of you. Kind of a sloppy maniac, and that doesn't seem like it's gonna help you when you're in your scurrying phase. Do you suppose I'll get to look at you before this is over? Once you take this hood off, what is this, burlap? It's nice. A little itchy, and the smell isn't great. Is that chlorine? That's my guess. Not a professional smell guy or anything, but it smells a little like a pool. You use the chlorine to make hydrochloric acid? Is that how you'll dispose of me? Oh! Is that how you made the chloroform on the rag? I knew it wasn't paint thinner. Not bad. Not bad. You're either like a disgruntled chemist who drives a van, or you're a pool cleaner? Pretty solid cover being a pool guy. Lots of access to chemicals. But in this area? I mean, I'm not a detective, but if the grocery store cameras, even if they're real fuzzy, even think it's a pool cleaning van, what does that narrow it down to? I'm guessing not a lot of vans. Now, have I left much DNA in here? No, I have not. I'm a gentleman that way. Have I seen your face? No, I have not. I'd like to, though. What if you're my neighbor or something? And I'm like, Greg, you do this? This is your thing? You're such a goof. But that's unlikely. Greg would never. It's a doozy. I guess we'll see once we get where we're... Well, that was fast. We're here already? about to untie me, you quitter! I'm keeping this burlap!
Hey, you need some help?
Why would you think that? Hands tied together, head covered in burlap, pretty normal for me.
Jerk!
Alright. That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Okay.
Congressman,
are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is briannasoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Pace back and forth a bunch of times, sweating, had my damn fist clenched, just dang staring at it, knowing it should be on my bumper, but I didn't do it. I didn't buy the piece. I said to myself, it ain't worth it, and I walked out.
Well, that is a gigantic step, and we're all proud of you. That's a great share. How about a hand for Wench? And what did this very tempting bumper sticker say?
Well, it's hard to revisit it because it was such a perfect piece and I didn't purchase it. But it said, if you don't respect this flag, maybe you'll respect a javelin through the head.
Aren't flags just fun?
Javelin through the head? Where'd you find a sticker like that?
A shop near my route.
I see. And what happened the last time you had a sticker like that on your vehicle?
I don't know if I want to get into that.
Your story's been very powerful and very helpful for this group. I understand if you'd rather not drudge it up, but there's so much that can be learned from it. Remember, we're all trying to better express ourselves through means other than signage.
Language, not signage. Well, I had the piece of a lifetime, and I stuck it on the back of my trailer, hauling front-end loaders, backhoes, bulldozers, big equipment. And it said, if you don't stand for this flag, I got a hole you can lay in.
Who doesn't stand for flags?
That is a once-in-a-lifetime piece, that's for sure.
And, well, a car come up beside me, and the people were waving and pointing, and they just had that look about them, you know? So I know they were upset about the piece. I also had flags flying on each side of the trailer, so I know they're mad.
Typical friggin' idiots.
It sounds like a perfect trailer.
And so I start screaming at them, and they tell me to pull over, so we pull off, and I'm shaking this guy like a wet doll, and his wife is saying, the trailer, the trailer. And I'm saying, you don't like the piece I stick on my trailer? You don't like this country? Well, you can...
Only it wasn't about the sticker or the flags, was it?
No, they were telling me my load had come loose, and just as I was about to shake this guy's eyeballs out of his head, I look over and see a front-end loader roll off the trailer and coast right down toward the souvenir shop outside the monument.
Not the one with all the flags out front?
Not the flags!
That very one. And a hell of a collection of nice pieces inside. Mugs, hats, and t-shirts, too. Well, I chased after that loader, tried to stop it, but it mowed down every single flag and the shop itself, destroyed everything.
This is the worst story I've ever heard.
Luckily, no one was hurt, but over 100,000 in damage, lost my job, 2 years of community service, and mandatory attendance at these groups.
Completely unfair! You had nothing to do with it! They should have arrested those idiots! They probably unhooked the loader.
If you'd have seen them, you'd know they didn't. Real asthmatic-looking book types, and a securement broke off the loader frame. No way they could have done that.
That's exactly what they'd want you to think. I can't stand book types. It sounds exactly like my family.
Now, let's all just do our breathing. Did everyone learn something from Wench's story? And the people, the man whose eyeballs you shook, they were only trying to help, weren't they?
They were. I'd just let my attachment to that piece get so intense that I failed to see anyone beyond who I expected them to be. And I expected they were my enemy.
I still think they did it.
Those poor flags.
That's enough, Sherman. As you may have noticed, we have a new member today, so let's try and keep it together. Flapsy, would you like to share?
Not really, but I guess I will. My sister wanted me to come here because even though she loves when I come over and play with my sweet niece and twirl flags and fly kites, she says I don't express myself in any other ways, and I don't have any meaningful relationships other than with my flags, and I think that's just silly. I just love flags.
Is your van the polka dot one with the flags all over it and the piece on the back that says I heart flags?
It is. I just love flags. Aren't they just fun.
That's a nice piece.
Thank you.
She has almost as many flags on her vehicle as you, Sherm.
Is yours the one with all the pretty flags that say Quarch? They're gorgeous. I've never heard of Quarch.
He's an American hero.
Do your flags also drive away your friends, family, and love interests?
Hey, go to hell, man.
Love interests? Humans? Ugh, I only like flags. I suppose if I wanted to, I could share my life with someone, but what's better than a flag?
Well, if I can make a connection here, I suppose I can see how each of you, perhaps, have attached more of your emotions to your flags than you have with actual relationships.
My flags are just how I express myself. Like right now. I feel like going out to my van and getting my cloud flag. Or my flag with a face that looks kind of like a frown. And then I'd twirl with them and feel better. And then I'd get my sunflower flag and twirl until I just couldn't take the happiness anymore. If you'll excuse me.
Now, let's hang in here, if you don't mind. Be with these feelings for just a moment. And Sherman as well. His relationship to his Quarch flags is similar to you and your flags.
I am not like this person.
It's driven everyone out of his life.
They've all lost their minds. Quarch is the only sane person left.
Well, I suppose if I could right now, I'd hold up a flag that said, "Who is Quarch?"
He's the greatest living person of all time.
He's a local politician who ran for a position that the state assembly created temporarily as we battle the water crisis.
Water Council Chief of this area is literally the most important position in the world. We have a watershed, not to mention the underground aquifer, feeding a tri-state area that determines agriculture futures for half of the country. It's a big deal, and he was cheated out of it.
It was an in-person vote at the town community center. 15 people showed up, 13 of them raised their hands for Clem Stenson, and two more didn't vote. Quarch got 0 votes.
They were all actors. Fakes. He told us all about it. Some people raised both of their hands. It's illegal. It goes all the way to the highest levels, and you're a part of it.
Sherman, I'm not going to tell you again. I'm not a part of anything. I knew every single person there, all locals, people I grew up with. I volunteer to be here, and you are required to be here after dumping sodium benzoate into the town's water supply.
It was a brilliant idea, and a cause I would gladly die for. We were simply putting truth serum into the water to flush out the traitors who sold their souls to vote for that crook Clem Stenson!
Isn't he the guy who saved all those kids from the orphanage fire? I have a flag of him! I twirl it when I'm not feeling brave.
It's all a scam! The fire was staged! Did you ever look at the photos? Ever notice how Clem had no soot on his face?
He was sweating quite a bit, so I suppose the soot didn't stick. His arms were burning pretty bad, and every single orphan thanked him and cried when he was driven away in the ambulance.
Just very good child actors, and he burned his own arms. It's a perfect cover.
Well, this is a lot of information. Jeez, I may have to rethink my Clem Stenson flag, and I feel like I've seen this Quarch guy before.
Oh, you probably saw him at the high school homecoming parade.
I was there! It's my favorite parade! And trust me, that's a hard thing to choose.
Well, Quarch insisted that he have a float, and it was right after his daddy passed away and gave him $500 million. So he said he'd build the town a new library if they let him include his float with him on top of a bunch of his enemies.
He was on the top, his torso sticking out of a tank.
Even though he never served, this was also a week after a tank drove through a school.
And the banner above the float said, Daddy's little big boy.
I remember that. When is the new library going up?
Oh, it's not.
Typical town bureaucracy, that's why. And he should have won best float, but he was cheated yet again.
It was a high school homecoming parade, and he was 70 at the time.
Sherman, I know I've asked you this before, but he lost the vote.
Can't be proven.
Okay, hang on. Just say he did, and he has no background in water. He's never had a real job, cheats on all of his wives, only ever wears suits, can't grow facial hair, hates dogs.
Wears makeup and wigs.
He once called for all snakes to be executed and anyone in town who owned one to be exiled. And then they found the biggest herpetarium in the state in his backyard.
Completely made up story.
There's video of it.
I remember that story. It made me get my flag that has two bear cubs hugging on it just to feel comfy.
Then he said he'd show everyone his big water plan.
It was stolen by ghosts! Everyone is out to get him. He's the victim.
And when you poured the truth serum into the town's water supply, I guess my question is, when did you decide he was worth giving this much of yourself to?
Yeah, and did he help you out after you got arrested?
Well, no. He was too busy fighting a much bigger fight against the Dairy Commission.
He wanted to sue cows. Come on, man. Everyone knows he's lactose intolerant, and that made him too busy to help you out.
This makes me want to get my big velvet flag that I drape myself in when I'm nervous.
Sherman, now, just try. You've made some good progress in this group. Why this guy?
Yeah. I guess you bring up some good points. I suppose it just started when he said anyone who doesn't value water is an idiot. I liked that.
We all value water. We're humans. Impossible to live without it.
But he really means it. And I liked when he said anyone who stood in his way would be drowned and that he'd get the Water Commission Board to pay for it.
Well, he sounds like he's got quite a vision.
And I liked that he said when we controlled the water, we could get people to do anything we wanted. And, yeah, I just liked all of it. It all makes sense to me, and you're all crazy.
Don't do this, Sherman. I'll have to dock this meeting from your requirements.
It's the greatest movement to ever exist. He'll be the regional temporary water council chief if it's the last thing I ever do. You'll see, all of you phonies, we have to save this planet. You weird flag person, would you like to come to a rally with me where there'll be more flags flying than you've ever dreamed of?
Flags? Don't tease me with something you can't provide. I love flags.
Then follow me.
What about your sister? Your niece? Please, stay!
Well, alright. Not bad. Better than last time. See you next week.
That you will. Nice work today. I'm proud of you for passing up on that piece.
To be honest, I bought it. But after tonight's little episode, I'm gonna return it. Gonna work on my language a little more.
And I'm gonna drive by Clem Stenson's house and make sure it's still standing.
This is coffee as it is and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Like a bird.
You got that right, brother. The sweet life.
I can't really see all that well, but if I may ask, were you just also born into a bird as well?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Just got here myself. Pretty nice little hatch out. You're not doing so bad yourself.
Here we go. There we go. Hey, thanks. Yeah, that was kind of fun.
You think that was great? You just wait.
Sounds like you've been a bird before. I was just a sheep. Did you know that you just show up in a fully grown sheep sometimes?
Ah, no. That I did not know. I mostly stick to birds.
Wow, so you know how to choose where you go during the whoosh? Why does everyone know this?
Would love to answer that, but hold up a quick snap, Big Slim. Time to live right.
What is happening?
Just open wide and enjoy your first delicious meal as a bird.
Oh, God, I can't see real well, but is what I think is happening... Is that happening?
There we go. That's the sweet stuff. Not a bad mom this time. Nice little flavor profile. Looking out for her kids. Not bad.
So she just, offered some food to you that she'd already eaten?
No, you better believe it, cool buddy. Step on up there. You're next. And this mom, she seems to understand that it can't just be all rodent. Gotta mix in some insects, maybe even, did I taste some fungi in there? Amazing! I think we found a good one.
I think she knew that they would kill the lamb, but it was extremely traumatizing. I just went numb. I miss him so much.
That's Ophelia! She's near me again! I have to get to her!
There's plenty of time to get to your human wife and explain why you're a baby bird. But first, time to cob up, muchacho. Open wide. There's only so much to go around.
Oh, God. So I just open my mouth and stare up at the sky?
Okay, this feels, even as a bird, pretty ridiculous.
Open wide for Mama. There you go. She's about to give you some of our precious food.
Ah, I can't do it. I have to get down there.
And pass up this delicious feast? You're a man with conviction. Well, we'll have to fly soon enough. May as well get a start now. You'll impress Mom, if nothing else. Probably become her favorite. The one she feeds first. Might have to join you. There you go. Just step on out to the edge.
Oh, wow. Even though I can't see, I can still tell that we're pretty high up. You're sure I'll fly down?
I gotta tell you, Ace Homie, I feel pretty good about your chances. Land, then just march right up and tell your wife the story. Should be home in bed before you know it.
Yeah, you're right. That is pretty absurd. Maybe I should just wait and figure out a solid plan. Maybe if you told me how you keep getting to be a bird, I could... Did you just push me? I don't seem to be flying!
No, you're not. Need to eat food and build up strength for that. But hey, when you hit and you hear the whoosh, just say...
Oh my God, this poor bird fell out of its nest. I can't take this. Why is this happening?
Ophelia, it's me. I'm the bird.
Try the food next time, brother. Oh, wow. This is delicious. Do I taste snail?
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Have you always wanted an education, but something always stood in your way?
I always wanted to learn more, but I don't want it to conflict with what I believe.
Well, now, there's hope.
My whole life, I've been told higher education wasn't for me.
What if I told you that now it was?
Because I believe that a magical armadillo was born in the woods and manifested a teat on a woodchuck that gave him eternal life. And he can swim across oceans and ferry souls across to the afterworld. And he found the truth eggs. And he watches over me and judges my soul every moment I'm alive.
Now, there's hope.
People always say that I can't study science because of facts.
Well, you're in luck. Because at Carnacle Pacific Online University, we have facts. God's facts.
But I was always told I couldn't perform surgery because biochemistry included facts that went against my beliefs.
Not anymore. If you believe it, you are welcome here.
So I could be a physicist or chemist, even though I think atoms and molecules are a myth perpetuated by Dalvastrin?
Here, you and your beliefs are welcome.
Even if I believe that an armadillo has the ability to swim across any ocean, in any direction, in any weather, within 1 second?
At Carnacle Pacific Online University, your beliefs come first.
So, even though my religion strictly prevents me from depicting God in any way, whether it be his physical form, his ideas, his family, or the world that he created, including plants, water, mountains, trees, and animals, I can earn an art degree?
Here, you can earn any degree you want to pursue, as long as you believe. Classes are enrolling now. Isn't it time you finally pursue the life you deserve? Get the degree you deserve at Carnacle Pacific Online University.
And they just hired me.
That's right. Have you ever wanted to learn electricity from the man who invented night vision thermal optics goggles? Well, now you can. We've added Professor Doodledum to our distinguished staff. What are you waiting for?
Me? A college graduate?
Enrollment is only a click away. Carnacle Pacific Online University. Isn't it time to believe in yourself?